Another pretty nice day out there. Partly sunny, breezy. Get into the 60s. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We are not that far away from open enrollment season, and Medicare eligibles are going to be looking to choose a plan that best helps them take a total approach to health. And that doesn't just mean medicine and doctor's visits. There's a lot more at stake for seniors' health, even during a global pandemic. Joining us to talk more about this, the president of Aetna Medicare, Christopher Ciano. Christopher, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul.
COVID-19 has really taken a toll on seniors, and not just from a health physical health standpoint.
Yeah, it's COVID-19 had a significant impact on so many aspects of our lives, right? From how we use technology to how we access food and go to the grocery store, right? To what total physical distancing has done, sort of, to our mental health. So seniors are at risk of social isolation as they age, and the pandemic has actually made it really worse for seniors. And his goal is, during this very challenging time, is to think about how do we take care of the total health of our seniors, body, mind, and spirit. And the Medicare team has worked with U.S. figure skater Dorothy Hamill to create an ebook called Putting the Me in Medicare. And this book is offering tips on how to stay healthy, how to stay connected and engaged both in the pandemic and after it. But I think the most important thing that seniors need to think about is, and encourage seniors to actually get the important medical and preventive care they need during the pandemic. Many plans are offering telehealth benefits now that allow seniors to meet with their doctors from the comfort and safety of their own home. And it's an important feature that hopefully more and more seniors are taking advantage of.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about how Medicare Advantage plans can help seniors stay socially connected, but still safe and physically distanced.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many resources now that Medicare Advantage plans are unveiling to seniors to ensure that they're not socially isolated. For example, Aetna's Resource for Living program helps address loneliness and other social needs by connecting our members to important community resources. And, this is very important work. We've seen that social isolation and loneliness can be as impactful as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. So these Resource for Living consultants work with Medicare members over the phone to identify local services like meal delivery or transportation, even using technology, which is becoming more and more important. We offer Silver Sneakers benefits, which, is available on most of our plans. And the Silver Sneakers program has pivoted to video workouts and online classes geared towards seniors specifically. So it's a great way for seniors to stay active in the safety and comfort of their own home. And we've expanded this benefit, this companionship benefit that we offer with Papa Inc., which connects local college students called Papa Pals to seniors and allows them to do phone-based companionship during the pandemic and helps them use technology so that they can stay connected with their family and friends.
It's really great. These are things that I would think even post-COVID, when we don't have to worry so much about telehealth and using technology to stay connected, there's still going to be benefit from a lot of these programs, isn't there?
Absolutely. I actually see, the impact of social isolation on my own 93-year-old parents, right, who've been in their apartment since March and haven't been able to get out. And we've actually installed the WhatsApp on my mom's phone. So now we can actually see each other when we talk, and she can see her grandkids. So that can be used, irrespective of what's going on in the environment.
Yeah, part of it is just, having a positive attitude about technology, because I know that it can be frustrating for any of us trying to use technology. I think sometimes seniors just throw up their hands and they say, well, that time has passed me by. I don't need this. But when they find out that's the only way they can see their grandkids, all of a sudden, I'm able to use Zoom. How about that? Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
Christopher,
exactly.
What should people know about their Medicare plan before they enroll?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously when researching Medicare plans, it really starts with understanding the unique health needs of the senior, right? Are they someone who enjoys participating in fitness classes to stay active? you know, are they on certain prescription drugs each month, and how much can they afford? I mean, all these are questions you should ask yourselves before actually thinking about a plan. And then once you do, you know, you do want to make sure the plan fits your budget and review the out-of-pocket costs, look at the premiums, the copays, et cetera. Doctors, hospitals, and preferred pharmacies are important. All these plans have networks. You know, you want to make sure your providers are in those networks. And, you know, if you're on prescription drugs, the formularies are all different, and where they're placed and how much they are in each tier is important to ensure that each month seniors can afford the plan they choose. So there's so much opportunity out there and so much additional flexibility that Medicare Advantage plans are offering today, like dental, vision, and hearing. But it's really got to meet the needs of the actual senior. And they can work with trusted brokers or community advocates, family members, caregivers. Use anyone that can help them understand before they make a choice.
Yeah, it's important. There's a lot of resources out there, aren't there?
There are, and they can go to Medicare.gov website, put the zip code in, see all the plans. But, you know, the enrollment period runs between October 15th and December 7th. And, you know, for Aetna, you know, if they want to look at Aetna, they can go to aetnamedicare.com/ebook, and there's plenty of resources and helpful guides for them.
All right, fantastic. Hey, Christopher, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.